Act 2, Scene 3.
Okay, here's another one. Why are married women heavier than single women?
We give.
Because single women come home, see what's in the fridge, and go to bed. Married women come home, see what's in the bed, and go to the fridge. Spotty dog. Well, hello. Let me check. Tuesday's out. Wednesday's full. I could squeeze you in a week from Thursday night. Yes, see you then.
Good Lord, Carlene. Are you so overbooked you're having to take appointments at night?
Oh, that wasn't a customer. That was Dickie Martin. He's just dying to take me to Beulah's Cafe for the fish fry. I was trying to find a night I don't already have a date.
Woo!
Okay, I admit I thought I was sunk when Porter dumped me, but Sugar Lee was right, as usual. Porter was my starter guy. And now Sugar Lee's got me rolling again by setting me up with some real nice men.
Well, after I made sure they all lived their mothers.
Yeah.
Sugar Lee, I know you're busy making money, but I still think you should go on this trip to D.C. with us.
Somebody's got to stay home and mind the store. Besides, I got to figure out how to get the Whirlpool installed. Anyway, y'all are going to have a great time.
I just wish Nita hadn't pulled out. When she called last night, I didn't have the heart to ask what Ronnie had done this time.
I found out what happened. Ronnie actually got up off the couch just long enough to trade Nita's water heater for tickets to the Monster Truck Show. So, Nita finally told Ronnie she wasn't going to take it anymore and needed her space. He agreed, then locked her out of the house. I'm telling you, the poor girl has never been this low.
Nita enters, downstage left.
Boy, howdy, I must be the happiest woman in the world.
Oh, it appears she's doing some better.
Nita, we've been worried to death about you.
No need. Sugar Lee and I have been working on a plan for a while, and last night, as I was trying to sleep on the picnic table, I decided to put it into motion. So this morning, I brushed the pine straw out of my hair, washed my face and teeth at the spigot out back, called the real estate office, put my house on the market, and sold it.
What? You can't sell a house that fast.
You can when the price is right and you have a motivated buyer.
Who knew Ronnie's probation officer could afford to pay cash? He's there shoveling Ronnie and Lester's junk out onto the front lawn. Those two deadbeats are in shock. Of course, I hope this inspires Ronnie to make something of himself. Bless his heart. But if he doesn't, who cares? I'm free!
That probation officer sure got himself a bargain. But he deserves a break, seeing as how he's going to have to deal with Bunny when she gets out of prison.
I still think it's a hoot that Eden Falls' outstanding citizen would get herself busted for tax evasion.
Bonnie Sutherland behind bars. It just hasn't been her year, has it?
No, but it sure has been a good one for us. And it went fast. Can you believe tomorrow's already July 4th again? This holiday really snuck up on us.
Crystal enters, downstage left.
Hi, y'all!
And yet, some of us seem completely prepared for it.
I'm all packed and ready to go to Washington. This is my dream come true. I always wanted to sing for the president.
And you're going to get to at Lincoln Memorial. Well, she never said it had to be a living president.
And on the way up and back, we're staying at Holiday Inns. I've got new costumes to wear at both of them.
All right. Mavis, what's going on? You've been peeking out that door all afternoon.
I'm checking. Yeah, checking the weather for our trip. Okay, girls, my Chevy's all gassed up and ready to go. Let's hit the road. Sugar Lee, a lot of good things have happened to every one of us, and we have you to thank. So we all got together. Decided to give you a gift.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Since we're going to be out from underfoot for a few days, we thought we'd help you get that whirlpool installed.
So we chipped in for a handyman to do it, and we got the best one we know.
Bobby Duane enters, downstage left.
Ladies, if you insist on harassing me every time I show a bare leg, I only have one thing to say. Bring it on.
I don't believe this.
You're always saying it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be. Well, I'd like to add, it's never too late to be with the person you were meant to be with. Okay, girls, we're out of here. See you later, Bobby D.
Mavis, Carlene, Nita, and Crystal exit downstage left.
Page 57.
I can't anymore.
Oh, me neither.
Well, hallelujah!